We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now the bench coach, who was his college coach at Notre Dame, has said this too. Council's always sort of had his eye on the game. He's always been thinking strategy. He's always been looking a little further than what's on the surface. And you've seen that now, especially in these Septembers, where he's managed the Brewers to get through some of these dog days of summer as well. I think as in terms of importance to the Brewers, Christian Yelich is a generational talent. He's number one. But I would say, to protect teams out of an expansion draft, Craig Counsell would be my number two. I would only protect Yelich after him. You can continue to chime in on this, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Talking some Brewers today. We are not forgetting about the Bucks as we continue to recap the season that was and still will be, with the Bucks set to return at the end of July. It's our Bucks recap.
Giannis, how about that? What an unbelievable play.
The countdown to the Bucks' return back to the championship.
Our Bucks recap series continues, taking you through the season, how the Bucks got to 53-12. We join them at the turn of the new year. 2020 wasn't so bad on January 4th. If we only knew. The night of the 4th, it was a good Saturday night. Bucks win over the Spurs 127-118. Now, the Spurs did keep Giannis in check for the first half, but he went on fire in the third quarter, had 19 of his game-high 32 points in the third quarter, and was big from the free throw line. Made all 12 of his free throw attempts in the second half. At the line, he was 15 of 18, close to his nightly goal of 25 trips to the stripe.
I'm going to go to the free throw line, try to go 25 times. Doesn't really matter if they go in or not go in. I'm just going to trust my technique. I saw that whenever I was getting in the paint, they would try to, you know, reach and foul and push me and all that. And I was like, okay, this might be the night, you know, and I was trying to drive the ball in the paint and just make a play for myself or make a play for my teammate.
Now, as we've learned, there's a very clear way to beat the Bucks, and that is, well, Lonnie Walker figured it out.
Lonnie Walker, it's the three. The 16 of 30 for San Antonio.
As did the rest of the Spurs, shooting 54% from three for the game, 19 of 35 total. The Bucks won that first round, 127-118. They lose to San Antonio, 126-104. So two games against the Spurs back-to-back. They split the Bucks at this point, 32-6. Bart, back to me.
Oh, thank you, Bart. Good looking as always. Very pleasant voice, I might add. The Spurs won that second game of the back-to-back and did hit the 19 three-point shots. And after the game, DeMar DeRozan said, look, we realize in this game we can contend with some of the best in the NBA. Now, the Spurs have long held that long playoff streak. It doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs this year. They are invited to the bubble. Article from The Ringer last night was posted with some of the percentage odds for teams to make it to the playoffs now that they are invited into the Disney bubble. The Washington Wizards, when you look in the East, we'll get to them in a second. I meant to say the Memphis Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies, 71% chance of qualifying into the playoffs. The Pelicans are next with a 14% chance. So in the West, it's probably going to be the Grizzlies. Grizzlies. Pelicans do have a chance. Spurs only have a 3% chance. So it's interesting to see why they were even invited. The Suns have a 0.2% chance. So I've got no idea why they were invited. And then in the East, The Nets and the Magic both have a 99% chance. They're the 7th and 8th seeds right now. The Wizards, a 2% chance. But then you see all this news about the Nets. They've got a lot of guys who are not going to participate in this tournament. Two more guys contracting COVID-19. DeAndre Jordan is out, and most likely, and it looks like Spencer Dinwiddie's out. And yes, this is the team with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and these guys also injured, and they're not going to play. So the Nets, they're the 7th seed, but they're not really going to send anybody. I've always wondered, as we went up to this thing, it seemed like the NBA was almost more in line to think of the lower-seeded teams or the 8, 9, 10 teams, the teams fighting for a playoff spot, than they were trying to think of the best interest for the higher-seeded teams. And now the lower-seeded teams are like, well, we've thought about it, and we're not going to come. At least most of our guys. Our stars certainly aren't going to come, and then, like, our second unit's not going to come. I don't know what team the Nets are going to field when they get to Orlando. Going to be interesting. Fred VanVleet of the Raptors said he didn't want to play. The Raptors, they can't go to Canada to practice, so they're in Fort Myers. They're already in a bubble. They've got their own bubble before they come in the Orlando bubble. But he says, if the players didn't want to play, I would have not put up a fight. But I get it. I'll play, but if we didn't want to play, I would have been in line with that too. So it looks like it really was almost 50-50 about whether these guys were going to come back. And with some of these guys testing positive for COVID, they're just no chance of a championship. They're just like, yeah, well, maybe next year. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I got the one piece of mail that I look forward to each and every year. I have power with the Green Bay Packers as an owner, and I will take you into my mailbox. You can't go into my mailbox. That's a federal crime. But I will take you into my mailbox and let you know what it's like. The privileges of being a Packer owner. This is an exclusive. Imagine an owner like Mark Attanasio showing you his books. He won't do that. Imagine Jerry Jones, an owner, giving you the insight on his day-to-day. He won't do that. I'm an owner. I'm going to give you an insight into what it's like to be an owner of the Green Bay Packers. That is coming up next on The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. So much for the coronavirus winding down with the warmer weather. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat.
I think there was a lot of wishful thinking around the country that, hey, summer, everything's going to be fine. We're over this. And we are not even beginning to be over this.
The U.S. reported more than 41,000 cases yesterday alone. More than 30 states are seeing daily increases. At least 16 are rolling back reopenings.
In Arizona, as the number of cases grows and the number of available ICU beds declines, Governor Doug Ducey took action.
Today's executive order will pause the operation of bars, gyms, movie theaters, water parks, and tubing.
And here in neighboring California, there is increased concern as well. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti.
COVID-19 has never left us. It is still here.
Yesterday, Los Angeles recorded more than 2,900 new cases, the largest single-day total so far, and LA could run out of hospital beds in the next few weeks. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is scheduled to update Congress on the pandemic today. More questions about whether Russia paid the Taliban to kill U.S. soldiers and when the White House found out about it. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Intelligence officials say the White House first became aware of the alleged Russian bounties early last year. The Associated Press reports they were included in one of President Trump's written daily briefings. It claimed a Russian military intelligence unit offered and paid bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. and coalition troops in Afghanistan. The Pentagon put out a statement late last night that said it has no corroborating evidence to validate the allegations.
Golden State killer Joseph DeAngelo has been sentenced to 11 consecutive life terms after pleading guilty to 13 murders plus rapes and kidnappings in the 70s and 80s. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer.
Anybody who can do what he did over and over and over and seem to relish it over and over and over is the devil.
Husband and wife lawyers from St. Louis are speaking out after video that showed them pointing guns at racial justice protesters marching by their home on a private street. Mark McCloskey.
I was terrified that we'd be murdered within seconds, that our house would be burned down, that our pets would be killed.
They're being investigated for possible criminal charges. Bob Dylan makes history.
The day they blew out the brains.
He's the first artist to hit the Billboard Top 40 with a new album in each decade from the 60s to the...
Ryan Horvath, I want to say I'm a better Packer fan than you, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm even on your level is what I'm saying. Like, I'm above you because I'm more than a fan. I'm a shareholder.
Okay.
I'm an owner.
You're right. I never did that, so maybe you got me beat, I guess.
I am the owner of an NFL football team.
I could tell you this. I would rather lose two teeth than miss one Packer game. I heard the Wendy's Big Show Radio Joe Zanzola was lead hosting. He said that he would watch the Masters over Packers Jags.
What?
I would give an arm over miss a Packers game. Yeah, he said he would watch the Masters. That golf greater sign NFL football.
I would watch.
I threw my phone.
I would watch the USA in the World Cup over Packers Jags.
Yeah, you're not a bigger fan than me. Get out of here. No.
In 2016, I actually watched a debate over Packers-Giants on Sunday Night Football.
I would watch Packers-Jags over my son's 7th birthday party. So, don't step into the Thunderdome with the head Packers.
Well, we're not asking who's a bigger fan.
I have nightmares all the time that I just missed like a first half of a game. You ever have that happen?
I do. I had that 1 week ago.
When I was a kid, it used to be I was late to basketball, to a basketball game. I forgot about it or to basketball practice. My dad would come get me, and I'd get there in the second half, and I'd be freaking out. Now it's just that I miss the first half of a Packer game on television. That's how big of a loser I am. That's my biggest fear.
That's a good topic. Save that for the future file. I want to get back to that because... I think like, there are things I'd watch over the Packers.
When you first started here, did you have to work the post-game shows with Bill and Gary?
I got out of it every time.
Worst task ever.
Yeah, I did have to do it once. I hated myself.
Joe wants a highlight. They want a highlight of everything. So it's like, you know, a 4th-and-2 punt in the first quarter, and for some reason we have to cut that highlight, so it's really hard to enjoy the game. In fact, us even doing the pregame show, I never want to do that again.
No, that was hell.
Yeah, because like I want to watch... the game, the AFC
game.
Yeah,
I want to listen to the pregame show.
Yeah, let's never do that again, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's be sick that day.
Yeah, I'll be sick that day.
Cool.
So as an owner, I got yesterday a piece of mail from the Green Bay Packers. It says right here on the top left of the envelope, Green Bay Packers shareholder. And I got a note from Mark Murphy. The note says the following. Dear shareholders, like many of you, and can I just say for a second, you guys are getting an inside look and to what it's like to be an owner. So all these times that I say I'm an owner and you make fun of me, oh, it means nothing. I don't have to do this. I want you to know what it's like to be an owner. Mark Murphy sends me a message. He says they've been working remotely and they want to have a shareholders meeting. They're going to hold it virtually. It will be Thursday, July 23rd at 11 o'clock. I have the password to be in the shareholders meeting. I'm not giving it to you. That's $250 if you want it.
Man.
Okay. So what I have to do is vote. Each year I get to vote for who is on the actual board. And I have that piece of paper in front of me. This is the power that I have as a Green Bay Packer owner. It says... the board of directors recommends a vote for all nominees. So there's a bunch of people whose terms have expired and they are up for another term through 2023. Isn't this exciting? This is what I get to do as an owner. Now, most people just click the box. Yes, I will vote for all of these people to be on the board once again. But I take my time as a Packer owner. I look at who's going to be on my board. I own the team. Who's going to represent my team? Do they have the best interest of the team at hand? So let me tell you the following people that are up for term. This, again, is what I have as a Packers owner.
I may have a problem with a couple of these son bitches, too.
Marsha Anderson.
Yep.
Her. Clerk of Court, Western Wisconsin Bankruptcy. Do I want her to be on the board?
Does she have anything to do with the Jordan Love pick?
I do not think so.
When we cross somebody that does, can you let me know?
She's only been on the board for 4 years, so I think she's still feeling out the waters.
Okay.
We'll keep her in.
Yeah.
Valerie Daniels Carter, CEO of V&J Holding Companies. We'll let her be in. I'm going to keep Ricardo Diaz on.
Yeah, I think he's a Rodgers guy.
I'm going to keep Andrew Farah on.
You know what?
I'm the owner, Ryan.
But, okay.
I'm going to keep Gerald Genoa on. Mark Casper. George Koontz is on the board. And he's up for re-election.
I guarantee he had something to do with the Jordan Love pick.
No, absolutely not. George Koontz is a friend. He's a friend of show. He's a friend of my old Fondy show as he works at Marion University.
Oh.
I found my first guy who I'm not going to vote to be on the board, and that's Lawrence A. McCarron. You may know him as Larry McCarron.
AJ's grandpa.
Larry McCarron of the Packers radio broadcast. I'm voting against him to be on the board.
Oh, no. My KB over just hit. Now we start get up and Jordan Love and... Uh-oh. Farvey! Brett Favre on how the Packers should use Jordan Love. Go on with the board.
So I'm voting against Larry McCarron to be on the Packers board. I go through the rest of the names here. Mark Murphy's on the board. I'll let him be on.
Eh?
Although, do you think that he had anything to do with the Jordan Love pick?
He did call Aaron Rodgers last year and told him, don't be the problem, don't be the problem. I think I got some beef with Mark Murphy, and I'm really sick and tired of Melissa Etheridge every year when I go to a game, and I want to see maybe like Guar or Fastball come out and play the way, and I'm watching Come to My Window as the halftime show.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I've gone through the rest of this. Everybody else looks good. As a Packers owner, I get to vote for 17 people if they're going to be on the board or not. This is the sole responsibility that I have each and every year. Now, look at this. It says, here's who's up. The board is recommending they all are voted for again.
I can confirm.
Click yes to agree.
Yeah.
And then they say, if you don't want to vote for anyone, write them in the line below. And it's the tiniest line you'll ever see. So they have the Green Bay Packers, and their board assumes that as an owner, I'm going to be so happy to be an owner that I'm just going to comply and say, check yes. Well, guess what, Packers? That's not how you treat me. So I'm going to vote against Larry McCarron because I should be doing the color on the radio. And I'm going to vote against Mark Murphy because you had a hand in voting and drafting Jordan Love. So those two guys, I am going to vote against to be on the board. I will sign my name as such.
You won't.
I just did. I wrote their names. I am voting against their boardmanship. And I will put it in the mail.
Now, wait. Isn't it going to be awkward if you have to cross paths with these gentlemen, though?
Listen. They took my vote for granted.
Okay. I like it, man.
Mark Scogan didn't take my vote for granted.
Scogie.
John Zukowski.
Son of a bitch.
You know what? I'm going to vote against him, too.
Yeah. Yes. Now I like what we're doing here.
Because he's a circuit court judge in Brown County. I keep my politics out of my sports.
You know what? Most sports talk shows are doing top five lists. We're trying to change the world. We're trying to change Green Bay football for the best here.
Yeah.
For the better.
I am voting against John Zukowski, Larry McCarron, and Mark Murphy. I want them off
voted.
The board.
That's Mark Murphy.
And I'm going to write in Bart Winkler, WSSP. Should be on the board.
Okay. Put Rodgers 4 more years on there. Like, just throw that as like a side comment.
And then right here, I'll put.
Like, I'll give him another 100 mil. I don't care.
Rodgers.
Yeah.
They're gonna take away my tickets. Four.
Nobody's going to games for 3 years anymore.
4 years.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Any chance we could maybe get Jordy back just for one season? Just one season. He wanted to come back. I know he's old. What else do I want?
And I'm going to trace my hand.
Oh, if Josiah DeGuara doesn't play at least 60% of snaps, next season, I want a written essay on why they made that selection in the third round when you could have picked him up literally off the practice squad. Nobody was going to draft him. Josiah DeGuara, I promise.
And I chased my hand and made it look like a turkey.
All right, yeah.
So I will send this into the Green Bay Packers.
See if they got any Ellerson jerseys just hanging around the pro shop. That we
so thank you all for helping me. We have just made our vote for the Green Bay Packers board. I will send that in today. I do want to credit the Packers. No postage necessary if mailed in the United States.
How about that?
So that's your tax dollars at work. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan. .1057 FM, the Fan. I've sealed up my Packers mail. They sent me mail to vote on the board, as I'm a shareholder. I voted against Larry McCarron and Mark Murphy. Don't take my vote for granted. And Larry, I should have your job. So that's who I'm voting against to be on the board. And I do mail in the vote. So rigged election. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. It's time for a quick round of Is This Anything? Where I will ask you, Horvy, if you think this is news or not, and is there anything that I should read into this?
All right.
Two items today. Item number one is from Cam Jordan, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Defender. Very good.
Excellent.
Here's what he tweeted yesterday. He said, had the weirdest dream. I was traded to Green Bay.
Yeah, I like that.
For more money. But for some reason, we were practicing and playing at Cal's campus. Mid-practice, I walked off and padded up my locker. Started my next job of being a stay-at-home dad. I was 3 sacks away from the Saints' sack record. Cam Jordan had a dream that he was traded to Green Bay and then walked off the job. Is that anything?
You know what? So Cam Jordan is a big Aaron Rodgers guy. He loves Aaron Rodgers.
The dream was they played at Cal. Aaron went to Cal.
And they like to talk top quarterbacks, like that when he faces off against top quarterbacks. And he always brings up Aaron Rodgers. He calls him A-Rod, loves A-Rod. I think he would come to Green Bay. I'd kill for him to come to Green Bay. He's one of the best football players.
Cameron Jordan also went to Cal.
But on planet Earth.
That's why he would have dreamt that. So
he loves Aaron Rodgers, though. And you know, some of Drew Brees' teammates may not love him so much anymore. I would take Cam Jordan in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, it won't happen because he'll stay with New Orleans. They gave him money. Drew Brees will be gone most likely next year in the broadcast booth. Taysom Hill will be the starting quarterback. I'd love Cam Jordan, but most likely nothing there. Nothing there.
You don't think he wants to come to the Packers?
I think the problem is that nobody wants to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think that we kind of should have figured that out when Emmanuel Sanders chose to go play with Drew Brees rather than Aaron Rodgers. We probably should have figured that out when Allen Robinson wanted to go play with a bum like Mitchell Trubisky rather than Aaron Rodgers. They'd rather go live in Chicago. They'd rather live in big cities, bigger markets. Nobody wants to come to Green Bay. Except special players like Preston and Za'Darius Smith, guys that just want to win. But most guys, unfortunately, it's about building their brand and making money, not winning.
The other tweet I wanted to bring up was from Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins, Chiefs receiver, tweeting yesterday.
Watkins.
A lot of things are making sense right now. The chaos is waking us up. It's bringing awareness, which is what God wants.
Yeah.
We are either going to love and overcome our ignorance, or differences are going to destroy us. So let's start loving each other so Corona can please leave. It's up to us. Is that anything? I think it is. I think Sammy Watkins sees it clearly. We have been more awakened to the things that separate and divide us. So are we going to let them divide us further, or are we going to resolve and strengthen us together as we are, we should be one country, one community.
Yeah, well said. Well said by both you right there and Sammy Watkins, who also does believe that he's an alien. He believes aliens are among us. Really good story from Tyler Dunn, who we had on the show since, but Sammy Watkins loved him at Clemson, got off to a rough start in his career, was drinking a lot. Now I feel like he's found peace. Really interesting guy. Probably my favorite interview in all the NFL. Anybody that believes they're an alien, big fan.
So Sammy Watkins is the modern-day Gandhi.
Watkins.
And Cameron Jordan wants to be a Packer.
I want both of them in. Those are the kind of players, like, if we get in Green Bay and we could replace the Jake Kumaros of the world, we'd be winning Super Bowls here.
But Jay Coomer went to Whitewater, so.
But no, remember, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault that though that the Packers gave up 300 yards on the ground because he didn't check down to Aaron Jones once.
Oh, I have proof that Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. I don't know if I'm supposed to share this. It's not for me to share. It really may be nothing, but I saw it and I was like,
let's do it.
Wow, he rules.
Let's do it.
So I'll have that next. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.